you know, most people are trying to build a kingdom down here. I've watched it my whole life. And then there's those who are seeking the truth, trying to build a kingdom, trying to put their riches in heaven, not on earth. And while you're down here with that mindset, when you're not setting your affections above, the world, even the churchianity world, look at you funny because you're not setting your affections on stuff down here. They don't even understand you. It's contrary to 99% of the people. You want the truth. You want to know the truth. You want to know what this place is. You want to know the truth. You want to find God. You want to seek God with all your heart, you know. And the distractions of the world pull everybody to a degree. And once you see through it, you know, you can do seed time and harvest, you know. But asking God for the truth should be 100 times more important than asking God for money. Money changes with the wind, you know. If you look at the currency pairs, the price fluctuates every day. Bitcoin fluctuates. Gold fluctuates. Everything fluctuates down here in 3D, especially the money. But the value of stuff is only what people think it's worth. But the truth never fluctuates. The truth never fluctuates. The truth will set you free. Every time I try to build something down here, God stops me. Every time. I'm pretty sure he wants us to have a stranger and pilgrim mindset. Every time. I ran a little mailbox business and I was making good money. He stopped me. I ran a book selling business online. I was making pretty good money. He stopped me. I did some painting for people and he stopped me. Everything that I've tried to do to build something down here, he stops me. But when it comes to building up the church, he opened the door. And he downloaded the creation code. I know how to do this. I could actually go out in the backyard and build a shed, right? As soon as I start to build a shed, there will be hindrances like you ain't never seen. It'll be job related, health related. It'll be all kinds of stuff. Just start to happen. I've tried it so many times. Every time I try to build something down here, he stops me. Now, one thing that he made me do is he made me read the book of Leviticus. He made me. Because I was seeking, you know, I had studied the 666. And I was seeking, what was this place about? So I started to read stuff like the Book of the Dead. And all it is draconian law where they cut your hand off and cut you an eye for eye, tooth for tooth. And he stopped me. I think I got sick. Two times I went to play the lottery. And I got the flu. I've been working on this HTTPS, and on my end it shows it's working, but I got the flu because I spent all that time trying to figure that out. But anytime you try to build into this system, if your calling's above, he stops you. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It's not that those things are bad. Building a shed's not a bad thing. Getting the website secure is not a bad thing. But I'm telling you, I've tested this for 20-some years. Early on, I could do stuff. I could get stuff accomplished. But he always put a stop to it. When I was selling books, the Shekinah glory showed up, and it knocked me down. I couldn't even function. For like 30 days, I couldn't even move. So I had to go get a job, you know. And I guess he puts me on a job, a certain career path that I enjoy, you know. And he always makes a way of escape back to that path. And there's people there that need to see the gospel being lived out or the truth being lived out. I'm not perfect, but they need to see that there's other people not like them, you know. They're not right in the head. And when you're rubbing shoulders with these people, you know they're going to say, at the great white throne judgment, he's going to say, where you work with this guy every day and you saw that he just zipped his lip, did his job, took up his cross, and he was there every day and you worked with him every day and he actually told you about Jesus and faith alone. He didn't preach on the job as a preacher, but he just told you because you asked, you know. Usually they ask. They know. And so when they ask, you say, it's faith alone and Jesus alone. And so at the great white throne judgment, they're going to say, I never heard the truth. And God's going to say, well, I had you working with this saint over here who just showed up every day. And they told you the truth, remember? And they said, oh yeah, I did hear the truth, but I rejected it. Hopefully, when you work with them and they go away, they'll get saved.